Welcome to the DVDs, the ultimate podcast for women over 40 who are ready to take control of their health, ditch the diets, and lose weight for good. Today, we are talking about the real raw struggles of losing weight over 40, the ones that no one warns you about. And if you've ever felt like your body is fighting against you, your motivation is disappearing, or your emotions are making weight loss harder than ever, this episode is for you. So stick around, because by the end of it, I'm going to give you some simple shifts that are going to help you stop feeling stuck and finally start seeing progress without another fad diet or crazy workout plan. I am also being joined live by Instagram and Facebook as well. So if people ask questions, feel free to ask and I will answer them as best as I can. So the struggle that no one talks about, but we need to. The biggest thing is, like, if you ever felt like your body's working against you, that was the biggest shift for me when I turned 40. I was like, everything that used to work is no longer working. And that was devastating for me, to be quite honest with you. I genuinely just was not expecting that. I wasn't anticipating the scale to not move no matter what I did. I was not anticipating, well, let me retract that. I wasn't expecting to go up. Does that make sense? I was really frustrated. And weight loss isn't even about food or workouts anymore. It's really kind of deeper than that when we hit 40, because I want to make sure that women, I want you to know that you are not alone. It's the biggest thing that I want to make sure that you know. You are not crazy is the other thing, because I feel like, especially like so many influencers out there are like, oh, you could do the same thing. People just tell you to do the same thing. It's not. It's very different. You have to do things very differently when you're 40, and they have to be very intentional. It is different. So today we're tackling what's really going on and how to fix it. Let's talk about hormones, stress, and sleep. Okay, so the silent metabolism killers is what I call those. So what's happening? With cortisol, the stress hormone, it's making fat loss harder, just in general. And at this age, when we start having older children, you start having adult children, you start having, you just have given away yourself so many years of your life. You're just eventually stripped of, I would think, normal stress habits. And you slipped into just constant reaction, which is cortisol, and which is cortisol driven. And you're just constantly reacting to situations and trying to just keep out of it. Basically is like almost staying on the edge of panic all the time. And if that sounds familiar, that is the stress hormone just kind of taking over your world. Anxiety is part, had to start taking anti-anxiety. Why? Cortisol is higher than it used to be. So it's making fat loss a little bit harder. Lack of sleep. Sleep is something that comes and goes in my world. It has a tendency to elude me at this age, because a hot flash or something will wake me up. I won't even know what it is, you know, intensely thinking about one of my adult children and what they're going through or whatever. Prayer, nothing like that really. Meditation, nothing really works. But if you start to miss sleep, if you can't get yourself back to sleep and start to get back into pattern and make that a priority, you're going to have increased cravings. You're going to make fat storage a little bit more consistent in your world. And the storing more fat is really honestly going to be a big part of what is draining your energy, in addition to not getting sleep. And let's just add hormones to this mix. Perimenopause, menopause, they slow metabolism down. But you can work with it and not against it. We just have to know how to fix it, okay? Number one, you want to make sure that you prioritize protein. And I say that over and over and over, but if you are listening to that and not implementing that, this is your sign that you need to get off your ass and implement that. You have to get enough protein for whatever body weight you want to weigh. If you want to weigh 140 grams, your butt should be consuming, not your butt, but your face and your body, et cetera, should be consuming 140 grams of protein every single day. In order to put on muscle, which is what needs to happen in order to boost our metabolism, you are going to have to prioritize strength training. That means you're going to have to prioritize strength training 3 times a week. I have a great podcast episode that has a workout plan mapped out for you and a meal plan mapped out for you to capture both of those things if you follow Diva Dietz on Spotify, Apple, or YouTube. And then also, let's not disqualify movement. Movement is just walking, nothing fancy. Let's just say we're just going to walk. I don't need you to do anything crazy. You can do dancing if you want, but walking 20 minutes a day is going to help improve your cholesterol. It's going to help improve your heart health, and it's going to help pull fat off of your body, not to mention the fact that energy creates more energy. So if you walk every day, you're going to have more energy. So just that simple addition of a 20 to 45 minute walk every single day can rock your world. You also need to make sure that you're getting 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep. That means within that 7 to 9 hours, you're getting at least an hour of deep sleep. That means that you are getting the, you know, into the ability of REM for an hour and a half or so. You have to get quality sleep. The other thing is, like, ladies, reduce your stress, because if you think it's, if your body thinks it's under attack, which is, I think, a lot of what's going on, it's going to hold on to fat no matter how much we diet. It just is. So you have to figure out how to reduce your stress. I look at my schedule all the time and think, how can I make my stress a little bit less? How can I make my stress a little bit less? And, you know, I've gone through all of my years of parenting now at this point. I've got the last one at home. He's 18 years old. And I'm just looking at it like, maybe it's the time to really reduce stress. I don't know where you're at on your journey, and maybe that's not the case for you, but either way, there's got to be a way that you can reduce stress by adding meditation every day, by making sure that you pull away from social media, especially if the stuff, there's so much doom scrolling right now. There are so many fabrications. So many of our friends are assuming the worst about everything instead of getting their checking their facts. That is hard on everybody. That takes an emotional toll, because it's not just about food. The other side of the emotional toll of it is, like, we're frustrated. We're frustrated when the scale won't move. Like, I'm doing everything right. I'm frustrated. The scale's not moving fast enough. And I don't know how many times I've, like, wanted to grab clients and just shake them vigorously and be like, do not pay attention to the scale. You will notice one of my most popular posts is called F the scale, because you have to understand that that's not everything. The other thing is, women feel guilty. We've been trained to feel guilty for putting, for prioritizing our health after putting everyone else first for so many years. We even our kids make us feel guilty. If you've raised them, you know, to see that you do this, like, my whole kid's life, they've seen me prioritize health. So they all prioritize their health. They all do. Every single one of my kids. I'm not saying, ooh, I'm all that in a bag of chips. It's just because I was selfish. I'm doing little quote fingers here, enough to prioritize my health their whole life. And so I think even when I got overweight, they were so confused. Even I was confused, but they were really confused. Like, how is she overweight? She does everything right. But no one had taught me how to handle over 40. That's why we're talking about it today. Emotional exhaustion is a big part of why we have this big emotional toll. Decision fatigue is a big thing. It's why I do believe that my services are so valuable to so many clients, because I'm handing you everything that you need to do. You no longer have to go, what should we do? What should I do? You know exactly what to do from top to bottom, from end to out. It saves you so much time mentally, physically, and emotionally, because emotional exhaustion from feeling like you're always starting over, or, oh my gosh, what do I do this week? I know what I did last week, but what do I do this week? That stuff wears on you. So here's what I want you to do to fix that. Number one, I would say hire me, of course, but that's not number one. Believe it or not, it's just stop aiming for perfection. I tell you that a million times, but please listen to me this time. Stop aiming for perfection. Focus on progress. Be 1% better today than you were yesterday. What is your 1%? Is it getting your water? Is it getting your steps? Is it getting your workouts in, your 3 workouts in? Build daily habits. They make you feel good outside of weight loss. The daily habits are making us have energy. They're making our skin feel good. They're making our hair grow. Feel good outside of weight loss. And that is what is going to be sustainable for you, is how I feel matters. So how you feel really matters. If you have tons and tons of energy to offer the people around you, that matters. So you have to shift your mindset, you guys. You just have to shift it. One of the other big shifts that's important is shifting from I messed up to what's the 1% thing? What's the one thing I can do today that's a little bit better, that's moving me in the right direction? Because what already happened, happened. So you can't sit there and focus on the mess up. If we focus on our mess ups, we're never going to get anywhere. And I'll be 49 in a couple months. And, you know, I've messed up so many times, it's just hard to even look back. So when I look at myself, I'm always looking forward. Like, what can I do today? How can I better my life today? So instead of I'll start over, or I'll just start Monday, just make your next move or your next meal a win. Make your next workout a win, and count it. If whatever gets celebrated, it gets repeated. One of the reasons your motivation keeps disappearing is because you're not focused in the right area. Motivation comes and goes, because when life gets crazy, you stop, and then restarting feels completely impossible. So you believe you need motivation to be consistent, but it's actually the other way around. You need the consistency to stay motivated. You cannot wait for motivation to get consistent. Momentum is always going to be greater than motivation. always. If you think about trying to push a big rock up a hill, I had this analogy spelled out to me many times ago from a mentor. When you first start pushing on this big rock, it's not going to move very far. And then you just keep pushing on it, keep pushing on it, keep pushing on it. Eventually, it's going to build up some momentum, and then that action creates motivation to keep pushing this rock. It is not the other way around. You cannot wait to be motivated or the rock will run you down. You know what I'm saying? Set a bare minimum so that even on crazy days, you can move forward. I call them non-negotiables. Have that non-negotiable bare minimum. This, no matter what, this is what's happening today. That may be a 10 or 15, 20 minute walk. That may be your meals mapped out. That may be a quick protein meal that you normally would skip to hit your protein goal. That may be a 5 minute mind reset to where you keep showing up even when it's messy, because the results are going to follow that. So listen, this is not a super long live today. This is not a super long podcast. But if any of this hits home for you today, I want you to do one thing. If you are watching live on Facebook or Instagram, drop a heart in the comments and tell me your biggest struggle. You can message it to me. You don't have to be public, because you know what? Maybe you keep listening to me because today's the day that you want to change. And maybe you have been afraid to reach out because you think, oh, this is money, or oh, this is blah, blah, blah. But my heart is one of giving. So I want to make sure that you have what you need. It is why I record so many podcasts, because I want to be able to hand you something free that can get you moving forward. And number one, ladies, I want you to know that you are not alone. You can win this battle. So if you're tired of feeling like your body is working against you and you just want a simple, sustainable plan that works with your hormones, that works with your energy and real life, I have one more week open of my 6-week Badass Grandma Boot Camp. And I'm calling it Badass Grandma for a couple of reasons. First and foremost, I get to be a grandma in March. So it is not just for grandmas, because this is my first grandbaby. And I wanted to celebrate that. So it is our Badass Grandma Boot Camp. I am also joining the boot camp, which is the first time I've joined the 6-week challengers. But it is closing soon. The signups are closing soon. It is normally $297. It is $197. We are really close to being full in it, but we still have openings. The last day to sign up is March 2nd, which is this coming Sunday. We start March 3rd. You go kind of at your own pace, but everything is mapped out for you. Your macronutrients, I go in and set them up for your specific weight and height so that you can lose weight during the 6 weeks. We take pictures at the beginning. We take pictures at the end. It is a transformation challenge, and there is a huge prize attached to that. So message me, Badass, if you want to join me on Donya Powers EC on Instagram, Donya Powers EC on TikTok, or Donya Powers on Facebook. And let's make this the time that you finally feel in control. If you have felt old and out of shape, let's just take that grandma and turn you into a badass. So next time we meet, I'm hoping to cover another subject that's really going to help us as women over 40 trying to lose weight. And until then, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas. Thanks for tuning into this latest episode of the Diva Deets. If this helped you and you found it valuable, share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Ready for more support? Join my free Facebook community or join my coaching community. The details are in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.